All right, guys. Happy Tuesday morning. Awesome day here in New England today. It's not too hot, not too cool. It's just right. Little slight breeze, no humidity, perfect blue sky. Guys, got a little bike ride in this morning. Gotta love it. I wish it could be like this all year round. No snow, no extremely hot, humid weather. But these days are pretty rare, unfortunately. Got an interesting show today. First hour, we've got another radio broadcaster, Rob Bishop. He's going to be joining us here in a few minutes. Before I introduce him, though, go over a couple announcements. Second hour, at least the first half of the second hour, anyway, we're going to have Mike Parenti. And if you will recognize him, recognize his name. He's a well-known author, political heretic, I guess you could say. Should have a pretty interesting discussion. Anyway, let me make a few announcements here. Just a reminder, we're offering Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom to Fascism. Once again, an awesome way to introduce people to the New World Order, how they've hijacked our banking system, how the income tax is a complete fraud, how the two work hand in hand to pick our pockets and rob us of our livelihood and set up this tyrannical, monstrous global system of government. You can get that for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Also, a reminder, we're still running our pledge drive. Hopefully you guys will be able to lend some support here to keep this great programming on the air. And you can do that by writing to RBN, send a check or money order to the RBN office at 1015 South Mays, and that's M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's RBN, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or you can call in at 800-724-2719, extension 115. And another reminder here, guys, our website for Truth Hurts Radio is truthhurts.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. You can go there and read some of the interesting postings. You can add some postings of your own. And, of course, if you have comments, questions, suggestions, negative, positive, I don't care, you can send them on to me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Once again, a reminder, I'm now offering four of my books. I've got a total of 20 or so, a couple other ones on the way. But so far I have four uploaded on lulu.com. So you can go there and check out lulu.com. And you can see the books that I have available just by typing my name in, Charles Giuliani, that's G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, or you can search for them by name, The New World Disorder, and or Piercing the Fog of 9/11, which, of course, are both heavily referenced, the most authoritative resources I could find to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that we are in the midst, folks, of a monstrously evil, colossally far-reaching conspiracy for world government that is whipped, in case you haven't noticed, into high gear in recent years under this current unelected regime. So the New World Disorder goes into the history and brings it up to date to where we're at and where they intend to take us for the New World Order. That's the New World Disorder book. And then, of course, The Piercing the Fog of 9/11 is kind of a more narrow-focused book, also about the conspiracy for world government, but focusing particularly on 9/11 and how that was an inside job. Piercing the Fog of 9/11. You can search for that again at lulu.com. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back with Rob Bishop. What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely lead me
through. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years, with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got as our guest for the first hour, Rob Bishop, another radio host from it's Revolution Radio, right, Rob?
No, that's I'm on the Truthnet Radio Network. That's TNRLive.com.
Oh, Truthnet. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the name of his show. Okay, another show that's on that network. So it's Truthnet Radio.
Yes, sir. Actually, Mike Chambers is a radio station.
Right. Okay. Sorry about that.
TNR Live. He's been doing that for about a year now. Excellent overnight host.
Yeah, it seems to be doing quite well. In fact, Rob just had me on his show on Friday, and now I'm having him on today. An hour isn't much time to cover too much, but nevertheless, let's dive in here. We were talking about early this morning about what we wanted to discuss and. There, in fact, that commercial we just heard, this drive for the police state, all these laws that are being passed, here we are right in the midst of a major political storm that's unraveling. And it's disgusting, isn't it, that nothing is being done by this so-called opposition party. The Democratic-dominated Congress is just sitting back and not only not doing nothing, actually they are doing something. They're facilitating this power grab, aren't they?
Well, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I'm sure you read the story about Cindy Sheehan actually quitting the anti-war movement. And
yeah.
The reason for that is she realizes that both parties are totally controlled. I think a lot of liberals who back in November, kind of turned on the Patriot movement and said, okay, now we have Democrats in there, everything's going to be okay. Now they're realizing that, it's just the other hand on the same, or the other arm on the same body. And, yeah, I mean, this what it comes down to is the National Security Presidential Directive, NSPD 51, and the Homeland Security Presidential Directive, which is HSPD 20. And that basically gives George W. Bush the power to be a dictator in the most broad situation you can imagine. I mean, and any kind of emergency situation, whether it be over financial, with the dollar crashes, racial violence from the amnesty bill that him and Kennedy are pushing through, anything like that, he becomes dictator. Guess who gets to announce the emergency? Guess who gets to declare what is exactly an emergency?
Exactly.
That's George Bush. Yeah.
And so much for the claims by certain Democrats that they're fed up with Bush's abuses. He's out of control, and they're in league with him. And if people can't wake up and see that now, you're gone. You're hopeless.
This is just the culmination of control that traces all the way back to 1913 and, of course, the Federal Reserve Act, as well as the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, the year after. It was really ramped up with the War Powers Act. I believe that was, 1933? I mean,
yeah.
And it's we've basically been under a quasi-communist state ever since. I mean, the New Deal was just socialism wrapped up with a pretty nice bow, you know? I mean, and it's, you know, from the central private bank, the controlled currency, the social equality programs, that everybody's got to feel special anymore, and the denigrating of religion of any sort, especially Christianity. It's finally control over thought and speech, and it's all planked right out of the Communist Manifesto. You'd swear our President of the United States was Karl Marx.
You know, in previous years, prior to this scoundrelous administration, people could a little bit more easily get away with, you guys are crazy, your conspiracy theories, and, you know, you had to dig. It wasn't so readily apparent on the surface, you know. But now, I mean, you have to be brain dead. You really do. Just like that group of psychiatrists who said, if you can't see nothing, love is an inside job, you're crazy because the official story is crazy. You can't deny it anymore. It's right in your face. I mean, we're getting hit from every conceivable angle. The criminality, you know, there's indictments coming down every week from somebody else in this administration. Pretty much everybody at one time or other has been under investigation and been indicted. And many people have stepped down, and, well, actually forced out because of the disgust that the general public has had with several administration officials. But, of course, that's been the case with Bush as well, and there he is. He's still there.
Oh, absolutely, and there's still a good 25 to 30% of this the American public that support him. And I'll tell you what, 25 to 30% of 300 million people is still a lot of people. And
a frightening lot of
them. And then the only reason they support him is because he's a Republican and they believe that they have to support the party. I mean, you go right down the line, gun control. He was for the assault weapons ban. Of course, small government. He doesn't know what that means. He spends like, of course, the kid every the parents he makes, he has to make the joke about the drunken sailor. He spends like a drunken sailor. Right down the line, interventionist policy, which was a plank of the liberals back in the 1930s, the Wilsonian policy. He is as conservative as Bill Clinton.
Actually, he's more liberal than Clinton was.
Absolutely. I mean, you know.
But as long as you bear that, conservative
Trudy,
label.
I mean, that's it. I'll tell you what. I think you know, the so-called 9/11 truth movement, I think, is at fault to a point too, because we're all arguing over Thermae versus Space Beams, and you know, we're so focused on the free fall speed of Building 7 that we're basically letting the global mafia do their work right in front of us, and we're not doing anything about it. We're too busy worrying about the next celebrity who's going to come out on 9/11. Me personally, I could care less. I could care less what Charlie Sheen thinks, what Rosie O'Donnell thinks. I'm more concerned about my family and my well-being and, you know, my freedom of speech.
Right. At the same time, it is interesting, though, she stepped down prematurely.
Oh, absolutely. And then, again, that's because you have, like, these attack dogs, that jackpot baby Michelle Malkin, the neocon princess, coming out after trying to censor her free speech. You know, that Bill O'Reilly wants her thrown off of the air. When, you know, the free market dictates that the ratings have gone up, people want to hear what she has to say, or at least want to see the controversy. And to me, again, the same thing with loose change on Virgin Airways. To me, if people didn't order it, then that says that they didn't want to see it. The free market dictates that the loose change would be off the menu. However, of course, they didn't have that opportunity because of Michelle Malkin.
Right. It's just astonishing the speed at which everything is going. You know, I've known for years, since the early 90s, as a matter of fact, the road we were going down. But I don't know, maybe it was just wishful thinking on my part. I just kind of thought that Well, it won't happen anytime soon. I'll probably be old, you know, because I saw the pace at which it had been going, and it was going relatively slow. So I figured, yeah, I don't have to worry. I'll squeak out of this world before it gets out of control. Well, lo and behold, along comes Bush, and everything now is completely upside down. It's pretty frightening, isn't it, how quick a nation can be taken down?
Well, I mean, Charles, I mean, you can probably tell from the sound of my voice, I'm a relatively young guy. I think that most of the, what I call the Patriot Movement 2.0, because, of course, you know, Mark Warnke, even John Stadtmiller, of course, the great owner and a host of RBN, you know, that was kind of the first wave of the Patriot Movement back in the early 90s. The Michigan Militia, you know, all of that that we grew up, or I, me and my generation kind of grew up idolizing. You know, this is the new generation now, and a lot of that is because of 9/11 and people, you know, that were involved with that.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I've seen things ratcheted up and sped up so quick, and I think that's because they realize that they're so far behind in their plans that they have to catch up. They have to start throwing Hail Marys. And this is why it's grown to such a speed, and I don't think it's going to slow down if and when, and it's a big if, Bush gets out of office. I think if you get a Hillary Clinton or a Giuliani in or Mitt Romney, you're just going to see it speed up even more because they're getting farther and farther behind. The more people wake up and the more proactive people get in spreading the truth, and I don't mean just 9/11. I mean the Federal Reserve. I mean
the whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards, all of this draconian legislation.
But, you know, that's just it. I don't even know if there is going to be another election. The way they're going, I mean, all the laws they're putting in place, they're setting it up so that in the next unexpected crisis that we had no idea was ever going to happen, how could we have stopped it? I think that's going to be the end of any election, rigged or otherwise. We'll be stuck with this scoundrel.
I know we're probably coming up on a break here relatively soon because my program kind of follows the same as RBN, but, I mean, my kind of theory, I want to lay it out and have kind of the time to really get deep into it and how I think things are going to devolve into the next, I think 6 months from now, this country is going to look a lot different than it does right now.
Unfortunately, I can't argue that unless people wake up mighty fast, but, you know, I'm still hoping for that, but it's not very likely. I mean, if you use history as a guide, very, very few have been the exceptions to the rule where people have woken up in time and stopped tyranny. I mean, almost every single time.
Talk to a lot of the so-called Holocaust survivors, and we can debate that left and right all day, you know. But most of the Holocaust, I mean, they say, you know, our biggest regret is never fighting back, never taking a, you know, a wooden stick over one of the soldiers' heads before they threw my brother into the gas chamber or what have you, you know, and I think that's going to be our biggest regret, too, is when they come for the guns, it's going to be too late. You know, it's like that, old saying, they came for the communists, and I said nothing because I wasn't a communist, they came for the,
right.
You know what I mean, and so on and so on. I think it's the same thing that rings true today.
The exceptions to that were astonishing, though, like the Warsaw uprisings. There was only maybe a dozen people that had small handguns against tanks, and they actually turned the Germans back with that.
Well, Charles,
these guys
every time throughout history, man, I mean, God, I can name dozens of examples off the top of my head. When people are fighting for their freedom, for their homeland, I hate to use that term now because it's been so denigrated by the Office of Homeland Defense, but when they're fighting for their homes, that they will overcome any army. We see it in Iraq today. You know, that's not some kind of terrorist revolution.
Sure.
They're fighting the occupier, and unfortunately, it's
freedom
our men and women that are dying.
Yeah.
I mean, but every time throughout history, the occupying force cannot quell a civil revolution. Again, people trying to fight for their homes and their freedom. You just can't do that because there's this innate strength that's drawn from fighting for what you believe in against an army that, to be frank, doesn't care. You know, I mean, you think the people in Iraq, you know, our Marines and soldiers in Iraq really give a damn if, you know, the Sunnis and the Shias kill themselves? No, they just want to get home in one piece, believe me, you know? I had a very brief time in the Marine Corps before I had a knee injury, and, you know, I'm still friends with many of them today, you know what I mean? And they realize it's all a sham. You know, they realize that it's all for control and oil. That's all it is. You know, they're trying to start, like, another Western front against China. They realize that, and they realize they're going to be fighting in Iran, but there's nothing you can do, you know?
Yeah.
Because they pass these little backdoor legislations, you know, where...
Here comes that break you were talking about.
I hear the music, so I'm going to try to get that to the next...
Take note, New World Order scum. It's not going to go quite so easy for you. We'll be right back, folks.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking who to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Back to True Threats Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have radio talk show host Rob Bishop on the line. You know, Rob, that Virginia Tech thing didn't quite go so well for them. Obviously, that was either orchestrated or instigated to try to push more stringent gun control laws, but it's backfired, hasn't it? They completely backed off. People aren't falling for it.
Listen, Joe, I mean, I don't know the... You know, I have a lot of different feelings about that myself. I mean, I was the first one to report that, you know, the kind of Westfield High School connections. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. That's a high school in Virginia that shares their facilities and their grants with the Northrop Grumman Intelligence Group. And Michael Kennedy, who I think graduated a year behind Cho Sung-Wei, who was the Virginia Tech shooter, he went to a police station with an AK-47 and went nuts, screaming about his controllers. I mean, there's been a lot of talk and rumor about mind control going on at Westfield for years. And I mean, I'm not very informed with mind control. I mean, it's always kind of been like a fringe thing for me. I try to deal with just a concrete, solid, you know what I mean, things that I can reference. But I mean, you want to talk about a case of Project Monarch? That to me screams it. You know, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no question. I mean, the CIA has put a lot of time and money and resources into this kind of research. MK Ultra, you know, that's public record.
It does scream that it kind of has Sirhan written all over it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. But, if people want to argue, oh, no, that was just some random crazy nut, all right, fine. But obviously they were intending to take full advantage of it. and pushing heavy for the propaganda of more gun control laws, but it's not working. People aren't buying it. They recognize that crimes happen like this because of gun control laws.
Exactly. In fact, I've actually seen support for gun owners' rights go up since that happened.
Yeah.
I remember first hearing about it from a coworker as far as the shooting itself, and the first thing he said was, I guarantee they didn't have guns on the campus. You know what I mean? This is coming from a staunch liberal. I think that actually woke a lot of people up to the fact that the only thing that gun control accomplishes is making you defenseless.
Yeah. Oh, the poor New World Order scum. People aren't falling for their propaganda. Boo, hoo, hoo.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, too, that Fox News, who's supposed to be the conservative voice in news, they were all calling for gun control. Even Hannity calling for gun control.
I was watching live. It wasn't even a half hour before they started reporting this thing, and bang, they're leaping right on it. And I'm like, unbelievable. This isn't too obvious now, is it? Yeah.
No, and that's the thing. The sad part is, everybody says, oh, well, it must be a conspiracy theory because, so many people would have to be involved with it. But the fact is, you'd have to have certain people following orders, just like Nazi Germany. That's how the Nazis came to power. People just following orders. I mean, you think that every Nazi soldier was behind the Nazi movement? I mean, I've read several books about the subject from people that lived it. And they said very few people were actually behind it. But by the time you realize just how corrupt and evil it was, they had such control that it was too late to fight back. So we just had to follow our orders, basically, to stay safe. And most of them didn't. I mean, you remember the Night of the Long Knives.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen here, too. I mean, you tell me that Sean Hannity, who's, one of the kind of the new Joseph Goebbels or the... these other henchmen of the New World Order, of the neocons, who, again, it's just another branch of the global mafia. I mean, you think they're going to be safe? You know what I mean? They're going to have their own Night of the Long Knives. I mean, I can't wait till I have their heads on a pike. I mean, I'm praying for a revolution here, Charles, and I mean that. I mean, it's going to be ugly, but I think the window of opportunity for a peaceful revolution is way gone, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an advocate of violence. You certainly don't want to see that happen, but I think, unfortunately, it's the only way to turn this thing around at this point. Every time things get bad out of hand like this, and they certainly are way out of hand.
Well, they corrupt our currency, and we do nothing. They corrupt our churches and demonize, our Savior. We do nothing. And I'm not a completely religious guy, and I'm probably sound a little bit like it, but, I do believe in Jesus' teachings. I don't believe so much in the dogma. But
yeah, same here.
The words Jesus and God has been added to the George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words now. that's the honest truth, and yet we fall back. They start wars and kill, your generation in Vietnam, my generation in Iraq, and soon to be Iran, and we do nothing. I think it's time that we stand up and say, before they come for our guns, which will be the breaking point, the fulcrum point in the revolution, I think we have to stand up and say enough.
Right. Hey, wait a minute. My generation, I was a kid then.
Okay, maybe your father's generation.
Just how old do you think I am?
I'm figuring pushing 60.
Fortunately, I was too young for that. I probably would have been sucked into that. Jeez.
Oh, no question. No question. I mean, I know people who have, and they have that, what's called the 1,000-yard stare. I see people coming back from Iraq now that I went to school with and was friends with, and they're just not the same person. They have this kind of this dazed look at them. I mean, people that didn't even see hard combat, that were just there and saw the bodies and the blood and heard the medevac commander saying, just get them out of the country so it doesn't count on the death tally. I mean, that hardens you as a human being after a while. And that's why, I'm not going to get too much into the David Icke thing here, but... I mean, I think he's on to something when he says they're not human. No, I don't believe that Queen Elizabeth is a 7-foot lizard monster, but I do believe that, their humanity, and again, the global elite, I think their humanity is just gone.
They're inhuman, absolutely. They're devoid of anything that we associate with compassion, decency, your common affections, and they don't have it. It's not there. They're absolute monstrous pits of hell. Yeah. Folks, stick with us. Another short break. And we'll be right back with Rob Bishop.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. I'm here for the last half hour of the first hour with our guest, Rob Bishop, talking about the massive power grab that's going on here, folks, and this push toward a police state. You know, I don't know if you remember this, Rob, but back in December of 2003 in Cigar Aficionado magazine, Tommy Franks talked about what's coming down the pike. Of course, when he did it, he was rubbing his hands together in anticipation.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah, and I still have the article cut out in my
I got it right.
Law file.
Right. I got it right here, in fact, if you want to hear it. This is the statement he made to Cigar Aficionado. He's talking about a massive casualty-producing event using a weapon of mass destruction. And he says, if this happens, the Western world, the free world, loses what it cherishes most, and that is freedom and liberty that we've seen for a couple of hundred years in this grand experiment that we call democracy. It means the potential of a weapon of mass destruction and a terrorist massive casualty-producing event somewhere in the Western world, it may be in the United States of America, that causes our population to question our own constitution and to begin to militarize our country in order to avoid a repeat of another mass casualty-producing event, which, in fact, then begins to unravel the fabric of our constitution. This is unbelievable, but notice the twisting propaganda here when he says that this event will cause America to question the Constitution and begin to militarize. As if
about that, Charles, I'm not even sure if you're aware of this, because it's somewhat of a new fact, but, I mean, he was actually on the Pentagon payroll at the time he made that statement and did that interview. I mean, that to me is even scarier, that he's pretty much parroting what the Pentagon is telling him.
Yeah, exactly what they want.
And that's a scary thought right there.
It was at this time that you had others like, you know, Myers, Rumsfeld, Eberhardt, all saying that people are going to have to come to grips with, you know, in the case of another attack, we're going to have to do something about Posse Comitatus. It's going to prevent us from, fighting the terrorists and restoring law and order in the chaos that will ensue. Well, they've effectively removed Posse Comitatus now with the John Warner Military Reform Act, haven't they?
Yeah, John Warner Defense Bill of 2005, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was another one of those bills. It was right in succession with the Military Commissions Act and, of course, Patriot Act and the Son of Patriot Act, which gave them total, complete control over this country and its people. And, again, you know, it's something that most people have no idea about. You know, they work their 9-to-5 jobs, come home and watch American Idol. And they don't realize just how out of the loop they are and how, it's kind of like sleepwalking along the edge of the Grand Canyon, you know? You don't realize what danger you're in, but a slight breeze might knock you off and kill you. And that's literally what's going on with the majority of the American population today.
And, you know, everything's in place. People got to understand you don't put these pieces in place. You don't line them up in a row. Line your ducks up in a row, unless you're planning on shooting them, so to speak. I mean, they've got everything all set up. All we're waiting for now is the next fake terrorist attack. What's that?
If you notice, I mean, with this administration over the last 6 years, I mean, there's no wasted motion there. I remember when I was in the Marines training, that's when they said never waste motion. And there's no wasted motion whatsoever with the Bush administration. When they do something, you know, when they set something up, they follow through with it. I mean, you know, no matter what it is, they're almost like pit bulls. You know, once they get a hold of something, they're not going to let it go. And they're not going to go and do this and release this NSPD-51 and HSPD-20. They're not going to go and do that, sign that into law if they're not planning on it and invoking it very soon, in my opinion. I mean, the way I see it going is amnesty is going to be declared in late June, early July. They're going to make, and they say 12 million is closer to 30 million. We know that. Criminals, they're going to make them completely legal. Citizens with full rights, and you know what that means. It means all that, you know, they're willing to do jobs now at $3 an hour. Well, yeah, now they're going to make $7.25, whatever the new minimum wage is going to be. That's not going to drive their wages up so much as it's going to drive our wages down. I mean, I work a unionized job now for $15 an hour. You know, $15 to $17 an hour, depending, you know, which job I'm doing. And, in a couple of years, that's going to be knocked down. I just tell, you know. Just like the 14th Amendment that was meant to, you know, make slaves equal to us. What it did is made us equal to slaves. And that's the way they do things. And, you know, to me, the bill that actually gets passed will be a lot more favorable to the illegals than even the Kennedy-Bush Act is as it's laid out now. And there will be civil unrest, protests in the streets, racial strife, the whole nine yards, probably even some racial violence. However, I don't think that's when they're going to pull the trigger on this in the martial law scenario. What that'll do, that'll kind of quell itself, and what that'll do is allow the neocon apologists to say, see, you're all nuts, Bush doesn't want to be a dictator, he just loves us, right? Now, the major paradigm-turning event will be the complete and utter collapse of the dollar, and I think late fall this year, I'm even kind of looking at mid-October as the good target date. Now, again, jobs at today, you know, I'm making $15 an hour. I think that's going to drop within weeks because, I mean, this is going to be a total collapse to about $8 or $9 an hour. I mean, what we think are good jobs now are going to be total garbage, and that's going to be completely wiped out of the middle class.
Trade bringing unions, us down to third world status.
That's it. And unions are going to be rendered evil and useless. And, I mean, you know, I'll be digging ditches next to Pedro and Carlos for $5 an hour and thanking God I have that job, you know. China's going to call their T-bills in. What that is, it's basically like government IOUs, and that'll rape us financially. That's when Bush is going to call his NSPD, and the Constitution won't be worth the paper it's printed on. We'll literally reach out to Canada and Mexico for help, and that's, you know, imagine that, this great republic, what we fought for and bled for. You know, my grandfather's, your father, I mean, you know, so on and so forth, begging for help from Canada and Mexico, which, you know, we consider Canada to be the 51st state and Mexico to be a third world country, and we're going to be begging down and pandering to them. You know, kind of reminds me of that scene from The Day After Tomorrow. I'm not sure if you've seen it. It's like a global warming propaganda film. And, you know, at the end, thank God for Mexico. We, you know, we consider them third world, blah, 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 but thank God for them, they saved us. I think it's going to look a lot like that. And that's what's going to lead us into, guess what, the North American Union. My guess, however,
is called that. 2010 isn't coming quick enough for them.
No,
they
I don't think so. Again, yesterday. I think they're speeding this up so much because enough people are waking up and they're seeing this happen.
They're afraid they're going to stop it, yeah.
That's it, man, because if they, I mean, they realize that they're outnumbered by such a degree and they realize that once they lose control, they're never going to get it back. You know, and to me, again, I don't think this is a war we can win. You know, I don't think you ever beat global evil. I mean, I just don't think you can, you know what I mean, beat the New World Order. I think we have to do is keep fending them off. That's it. And that's kind of where, you know, we let our liberties slip after World War II is because kind of we went back to sleep. Oh, okay, we beat the Nazis. There's no more evil in the world. And before we know it, they're more powerful than ever.
Can you imagine the arrogance and the unbridled lust for wealth and power that these scum parasites have? They already are sucking off of us at an enormous degree, and it's not enough for them.
Have you heard radio commercials with Bill Rockefeller, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush talking about how we should obey and stay calm in the face of a national emergency? I mean, we're being prepared and cultured for this constantly. Radio. I mean, I've heard there's TV spots.
They're a pretty couple, too, aren't they?
I believe so, you know. Hey, you know, Bill gets around. I mean, that's another thing, too. That's how staged the 92 election was. I mean, I remember kind of growing up during that time being told that, you know, this is the changing of the guard and this is the new face of America, you know, how they hated each other, but it was so staged. It was
of course.
Baton toss.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all related. You got Gore related to Bush, and Bush related to Kerry, and
well, that's why I said that Bill Rockefeller, because I mean, there's a lot of evidence out there that says he's a Rockefeller. You know, that he's kind of the Rockefeller orphan. That whole little backstory of him, you know, growing up in a trailer park in Arkansas. I mean, you know, people that grow up in trailer parks in Arkansas don't go to Cambridge. You know what I mean? They don't go to, I think it was a college he went to. Well, I know it was a big time English college. You know, they don't go and become president of the United States. It just doesn't happen.
Oxford is.
Oxford, I'm sorry, thank you, yeah.
Rhodes Scholar, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, have you seen this ready.gov website? You know, Four Walls Oceana had internet access. Ready.gov would be the webpage. It's disgusting.
Jeez.
And that's, you know, what they're trying to do is, like, just totally prepare us to give up our will and our rights to the invading forces, because, I mean, that's why they're trying to integrate these foreign troops in with our own. And, you know, they have these exchange programs. I know in Texas, I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania, so you can probably tell by my coal crackers accent. But in Texas down there, you know, where RBN is located, they have these officer exchange programs where they send Mexican officers up into the United States and put them out on the streets. I mean, it's been documented in Arizona as well.
Yeah, you know? They hand-select these guys way in advance because they've proven themselves to not have a conscience and be capable of engaging in enormous crimes with no concern of the cost to how many millions of people. You know, before Clinton came to the White House, he was running a $100 million a month cocaine smuggling ring out of MENA. In fact, the day that this story started breaking, the bank in MENA burned to the ground. In fact, that was the day the BCCI scandal blew open. That's what made him nervous, because he was afraid the investigation was going to lead back to the money trail would lead back to MENA, where the cocaine money was coming out. $100 million, pretty hard to hide that. So the bank conveniently burned to the ground that had all the records of the transactions. He was sending money over into foreign accounts through BCCI.
Well, right there, it proves yet again just how complicit the mainstream media is in this. And most of the time, if you notice, it's the news producers and the news directors. You know, with, say, MSNBC or Fox News or Roger Ailes, I mean, they're usually involved intimately with the New World Order, and that's who, you know, that's who scripts the news that you see every day. It's not so much that Bill O'Reilly or Keith Olbermann is in on it. It's that what they're being fed and being told to say is totally corrupt and totally, bought and paid for by the New World Order. And, I mean, God, you know, we talk about it so much with 9/11. I mean, Donald Rumsfeld the day before, $2.3 trillion, I think it was. 2.3 or 2.6, something on that order, went missing. No explanation, never mentioned again.
Unaccounted for.
You know, I mean, we have the press conference on video, and never mentioned again. I mean, you tell me that the media isn't complicit. Come on. I don't care what side of the aisle they're from. That's it. I mean, even the day you'll get you know, I mean, my generation now, it's all The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert, you know. That's like their news. That's like their Edward Moreau. And have you ever seen Ron Paul on The Daily Show? Have you ever seen, you know,
and
other...
And will you ever?
What's that?
And will you ever?
Absolutely not. But you'll see Obama on there. You'll see Hillary. You'll see Giuliani on there, which I hope to God you're not related to that, Giuliani. I don't think you are.
Yeah, no relation. Everybody always asks me that.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though, is that even from the youth culture, and just because, yeah, they'll throw fun at the neocons, but they're still controlled from the other side. You know what I mean? And that's where kind of the problem we run into now, where so much of the youth, yeah, they're anti-Bush, but they don't realize why they're anti-Bush, you know?
Don't you love it when people say, oh, come on now, things can't be that worse, when you're describing just one single aspect of the crimes of this administration, or just the government in general? Things can't be that bad. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Things are far worse.
I have information from the government websites, from the Library of Congress, and they say that it's either forged or it's that it's taken out of context. You give them the complete bill. I mean, you can't get people to sit down for, I mean, it does take quite a while to read the Patriot Act. They won't sit down and read it, yet they'll tell you that, oh, it's perfectly fine because Michael Savage told me it was, you know? It's really sad that they won't do their own research. All they do is, even the debunker sites. I mean, I had a debate, 2 weeks ago, between Jason Burmes and Pat Curley from Screw Loose Change, you know? And that, I mean... God,
you had them on?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we broke all kinds of records that night. I mean, you blew away the other two, you know, minority Patriot stations. We were competing with RBN Stream for a while, which for a small little operation, you know, out of... Pennsylvania by way of Oklahoma City, that's pretty good. And because people are interested in hearing that, you know, that back-and-forth debate. But anyway...
You've got more patience than me, because I got to tell you, I am so fed up with these lying mass murderer defenders.
When they call us 9/11 deniers, I think that's pretty ironic. But,
I don't have the patience for them anymore. I really don't.
I mean, we met through the Pal Talk chat room. And, I mean, on there, it's, you know, that's why I try to stay in the more of the mainstream, political talk rooms and just try to, I mean, folks, if you never heard of Pal Talk, and I'm sure Charles pushes it pretty hard on the show, because, I mean, he's kind of the John Statmiller of Pal Talk. He's a superstar on there. And, I'm a relatively regular frequenter of Pal Talk, and, I mean, I get in a lot of heated debates on there. But my favorite thing is to go into the mainstream political chats, who they don't even know who, you know, they don't know who Stephen Jones is, and they don't know anything about 9/11, or they don't know anything about the Federal Reserve and how corrupt and how, you know, that it's literally a private group of banks.
But they become very skeptical about 9/11, though.
What's that?
They become very skeptical about 9/11, though, in the general
political... Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's because the information's getting out, and there's usually two or three truthers, so-called, against two or three skeptics or debunkers. You know, I think we're the skeptics of 9/11. We're the one that's disputing the 9/11 official total fairy tale.
And they're the conspiracy nuts.
That's it. And you know, we're coming out with hard, concrete evidence. All they're doing is attacking us personally, calling us nuts, and telling us to invest in Reynolds Wrap for the tinfoil. But
isn't it obvious when you talk to them that they're actually lying? They don't believe what they're saying. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, some of them, I mean, they're just heartfelt, and they don't want it to be true. And again, I mean, that's why I try to stick away from the whole 9/11 thing, because I think it's been...
But the real hard nose.
How many times can we talk about Thermite, and how many times can we talk about free fall speed? Eventually it comes to the point where people know the fact that it's time to really kind of come into the current sense. I mean, like I said, we're literally a Mexican uprising, whether it be real or staged. We're literally... A drop in the dollar away from being in full martial law. I mean, full dictatorship, full tyranny, whichever way you want to classify it. And we're still talking about, you know, space beams versus Thermite. And to me, it's just a total waste of time at this point. That's why I like to go into these chat rooms, these mainstream chat rooms. And, you know, given like, here's NSPD 51 right from the president's desk. It's right from the White House website. You read it and tell me, you know, these people don't want to, you know, totally turn this country into tyranny. And
you know what's so sickeningly hypocritical, too, is these same people that are defending Bush, if it was Clinton that passed these laws, they'd be all over
him,
you know?
Absolutely. Listen,
and you're going to tell me they don't have a problem with, should we have another election? Should Hillary get in there? They're not going to have a problem with her having that power? You see the schizophrenia of these fools.
Absolutely. I mean, you tell me Hillary doesn't steal the election, say, from Ron Paul or from whoever the GOP puts up, you tell me that, you know, they're going to complain about that if they basically pull the same thing Bush did with Gore? No, because it's their party. And, you know, the analogy I like to use is, you know, I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan, born and bred, you know, which is kind of hard being in Northeast Pennsylvania and being a Dallas Cowboys fan. But when Terrell Owens, who, you know, he's a very arrogant, braggadocious receiver, went to the Eagles, man. He was a total scumbag, and, I mean, I ripped him to shreds and blah, 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 blah. He went to the Cowboys, and because he's on my team, but he's still kind of a scumbag, you know, you kind of can't help yourself but make excuses for him. And I think we see that a lot with this whole stage Democrat versus Republican fight, you know. And we hear a lot about how the left versus right paradigm is all fake. But to me, you know, there is a big difference between someone who's a liberal and someone who's a conservative. You know, I consider myself conservative. And you put me in a room with a liberal, and yeah, we're going to have a lot of disagreements, but in the end, we're still going to agree on being for this country and for for a representative republic.
But boy, have those terms lost their meaning, haven't they? Everything's all gray now. Folks, stick
bird, my friend.
Yep, stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Two more minutes with our guest, Rob Bishop. Rob, before any more time goes by and I forget, I want to give you a chance to plug any website or, you know, to plug your radio show.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, it's on a competing network, unfortunately, so I hope you don't get in trouble for that. But, yeah, Tuesday and Friday nights from 8 to 10 Eastern, that's 7 to 9 Central, I think. I pretty much talk about more mainstream politics, more like I said, kind of concrete bills, things that have actually gone through. I mean, we get into kind of that theoretical stuff. I mean, I cover quite a bit of different topics, but I mean, basically stay within the whole Patriot Movement realm, because I think that is the first and foremost medium. I'm trying to get the exact way to phrase it, you know what I mean? But in other words, you know, I just care about this country, man. You know, and I mean, I'm a big history buff. I think most people in this movement seem to be. I've noticed that, especially, like I said, the new generation of the Patriot Movement, which is so youth-driven. We tend to be very big on history, and I think what we're seeing today is the new revolution. And, you know, the neocons call for a new Pearl Harbor. I think what we need is new Boston Massacre, a new moment, which is going to be ugly as hell, and it's going to cause us a lot of tears, because a lot of innocent people are going to die. But it's a necessary evil, because it's sort of like sacrificing one to save 10. And I think that's what we need to not wake people up. I think we need to shake people until they wake up.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's going to come down to that. And I hope it's while we still have a chance to fight back. I hope it's not.
Well, you're so right about history.
I mean, people aren't on the car on the the white trains on the way to the FEMA camp. I mean, I'm a few minutes away from Fort Indiantown Gap up here in Pennsylvania. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the FEMA camps being built. Now, I hope we're not on the white trains, and then all of a sudden the light bulb goes on and says, oh, no, we're screwed. By then it's way too late.
Right. Yeah, you're so right about history, too. I mean, it is true that those who don't study history are condemned to repeat it. If you don't, I mean, come on, it does repeat. I mean, these guys look at history, and they see how people were able to get screwed easily, so that's how they learn to do it again. They're just following suit. I mean, Hitler's blueprints are being followed to the T. They're doing everything exactly like he did.
Well, listen, 9/11 was the new Reichstag fire, and the Patriot Act was the new Enabling Act. I mean, it is starkly similar. And the way that the Arabs are portrayed as threats, when a very, 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 very small minority actually hates us. Most of the Arabs, even today after the imperialism, still love the American people. And you see the polls all over the Arab media were like, 75-80% still approve of America. They just hate the Bush administration. I mean, they're more awake than we are.
Right, exactly.
You know, and they're being portrayed as the new Jews, basically. You know,
it really
does come down to that.
Did you have a website that you wanted to?
Well, robbishopshow.com. I think the server crashed though. Got overheated the other night. We had another big show. Actually, I think the night you were on. You know, we had a lot of people in there from the Pal Talk room, and that got overloaded.
Yeah.
I had to take care of that, but. Now, I direct people over to TNR Live. I mean, you know, give my show a listen. Tonight we're going to be talking about the immigration. Another fellow talk show host from Oklahoma City is going to be joining me. Not Mike Chambers, another one who's supposed to be joining the TNR network. And, you know, it should be a pretty good show. It's going to be a discussion. I mean, I don't like to do formal interviews. I think you even noticed that when we had our interview on Friday, the first half hour or so was more formal. And then I, you know, kind of threw the notes up in the air, and I said, hey, we're just going to have a conversation. Because I think that...
it goes better that way.
Better.
Sure, absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we reached the end of our hour here, but hey, listen, good luck with your show, and I'll have you on again sometime, definitely.
Absolutely, my friend, and don't forget to stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, keep fighting the good fight. Folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with Michael Parenti.